Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Yes, I know I've taken a couple of weeks off. However, I am back and I want to thank you all for being here. Thank you for your, I miss you, Rebecca, emails. And I just want to welcome all my listeners and even my new listeners to Reality Spirituality Radio. Reality Spirituality Radio. What kind of show is this? What is Reality Spirituality? And who the hell is this Rebecca Lynn Norrington? Who is she? Well, I am, for my new listeners, I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist. And what that means, it's really not as fun as a position as you would expect. Because what I've discovered, what I've found out, number one, is that in order to experience more happiness, in order to travel this life with an ease, with a sense of contentment, with the feeling of knowing, and I mean knowing and trusting, that everything that is unfolding, everything that is happening, everything that I've experienced, everything, all of the circumstances that I, quote, used to deem, oh, I'm having a bad day, oh, I'm having a bad month, oh, this isn't going as planned. All of those thoughts of not going as planned has to be thrown out the window. And it's interesting how today's topic is setting goals, because if you've listened to the show before, you know that I teach a class during the week, just started in January. It's actually a revolutionary class taught at the City of Arcadia, and it's called The Importance of Happiness. And one of the students, just a couple of days ago, this is, hey, Reality Spirituality, just a couple of days ago asked me a question about setting goals. And this is, it really struck me because I remember a time in my life where that's all I did was set goals, because listen, I read the same books that you read. I've gone to the same seminars you've gone to. I've been with this mindset of you have to work hard. You have to set goals. If you don't set goals, there's no you can't chart, you can't map your progress. Well, like I said, with this new title, I'm going to get to all of my people in the queue. Don't worry about it. Not don't worry about it. I will get to everybody in the queue that wants to speak with me live. The thing with setting goals is, and I used to, listen, my left hand's up in the air, I'm right there with you. I'm going to set a goal. Heck yes. One goal, I want to be successful. I want to accomplish everything, all of my heart's desires. However, the truth is, Let me just share a real personal story. You're not going to tell anyone anyway, right? You're not going to tell anybody else my business, right? Wouldn't it be fabulous? Wouldn't it be special? Wouldn't it be a perfect plan if Reality Spirituality Radio was not only on this station, but was on stations all around the world, not only online, but on regular television, or not regular television, regular radio, which is called terrestrial radio? Wouldn't it be nice if this message was broadcasted to thousands of radio stations all over? And listen to this one. Wouldn't it really be special if I had my own, that's right, I said the word own, wink, wink, get it, television show on own? Wouldn't that be, don't you think I've thought of all those things? Don't you think I had intentions? Don't you think that would be, I would think that would be great. Why? Because my message, the more people that hear the message, the more people that hear what I've learned, the more people that I, quote, listen to me now, the more people that I can enlighten, I can make aware of the truth, I can, yeah, it was always about getting the message out so I could help other people. And guess what the universe told me a couple of years ago? Maybe it was a little bit longer than that. It said, Rebecca, honestly, don't take this personally. and honestly, this is another thing. You want to be happier? You can't take anything that happens to you or what anybody says to you personally. None of it is personal. I don't care how you feel. They said, they told me I was a loser. That's personal. No, it's not. Anytime anyone is venting and they're venting at you and they're looking at you and saying that you've caused pain or you've caused this problem or you're the reason why they feel like crap, it's not true. It's not true. People that vent, people that blame, people that look at somebody else and call them whatever they want to call them or whatever they want to blame them for, it's never personal, and it's always their issue. Always, including me. It's always my issue if I look at someone else and find something, find fault with anyone or anything or even the world, as a matter of fact. Finding fault in this world, finding things that need to be, quote, fixed, you're coming from a place that there is something wrong. And I'm here to say that there are no mistakes, never. There is never a mistake made. The universe doesn't make mistakes. And there's nothing that needs to be fixed. Now, for all of my people out there with all of these causes, let me be perfectly clear. You can decide to put your attention, put your effort, put your energy into let's choose saving the whales. I don't know why I'm just throwing one out there. Saving the whales. Now, if you're really interested in saving the whales, yes, you can join the saving the whales saving the whale. Is it a club or is it a group? And you can do whatever you need to do to get out there to help save the whales. But know that there's a different energy when you're out there working because you're inspired to contribute or you're inspired, or there's a different energy, I'm out here doing it because there's something wrong. There's a really fine line. I'm doing this radio show. I'm sharing with you what I've learned about happiness from the universe. Not because there's something wrong with you people out there and you need to hear what I have to say, but I'm just sharing. I'm sharing what I've learned. I'm sharing what I've experienced firsthand. You know, I always go around in a circle. My point is this. It's really your perspective looking out into the world and finding something wrong. Now, the topic of setting goals, back to setting goals, since I've given up throwing out, well, I want this, I desire this because I want to help as many as I've given that up. And what I've replaced it with is this: zero goal setting. And I'll tell you why. Because if I want a television show on OWN, right? If I want a television show on OWN, and I do all the things that are necessary, make the right contacts, build my social media numbers, get myself out there, YouTube channel, make videos, on and on, write books, make speeches, travel around the country, travel around the world speaking, that's all well and good. In fact, that is great. However, if the universe, and I use the term universe, some people say God, Buddha, spirit, energy, higher power, it doesn't matter what you want to call it. But if the universe, if it's not my time, if it's not time, and if the universe, and if it isn't aligned, if what I want isn't aligned with what the universe wants for me, guess who's going to win? Guess who's going to win out? And I only know this because of experience. I only know this because I have worked, tried, written. I have been under deadlines. I have, quote, stressed myself out trying to make something happen. Something happen that's different than what is happening, if that makes sense. Trying to make something happen that isn't happening in the moment. In other words, looking at what's going on right now and saying, this is nice, universe, but you know what? I'd like something else too, or I would like something more. So it's really, really wanting something other than what is something that is happening, wanting something more than what the reality is showing. So I've given up. Why? Because if I set a goal, and the universe isn't aligned with what the universe wants for me, right? Uh-oh. I heard something clicking on the phone. Hopefully the call didn't go dead. No, I think I'm still connected. Okay. And if the universe doesn't want it for me, guess what? It's not going to happen. Nothing happens without the signature of the universe on it. Nothing happens unless the universe has approved. So what I've done is given up this, and I'm going to go right to the queue and answer all of your answer all of your questions in less than 2 minutes. Let me just get this one point out. Everything that happens is happening in an order that has been already discussed, figured out, approved, stamped, okay. My job, my only job, is to trust and know that this plan is divine. And it is. It always is. Trust and know. And then the final element, which is one of the, listen, it's hard enough trusting on everything. Trusting is just jumping off of Mount Everest with no parachute. Can you do that? The universe says, trust, jump, no parachute. And then you get to something else, which you also have to do before you end this beautiful formula of never having to set a goal again, which is totally surrendering to it all, and also surrendering to the uncertainty of the future, surrendering to not knowing what's going to come next. In fact, living in a place where I never, never know what is going to come next. I never know what's going to happen. tomorrow, the next day. But I have to say this, when I stop setting goals, when I really, really stop setting goals, things started to happen by themselves. Things started to happen by themselves. Opportunities, people connecting that I had no clue a week ago. Okay, that's my whole spiel on setting goals and why, for me, it's a waste of my time. I'm definitely getting things accomplished. I'm definitely doing different, writing more, getting out there more, growing more, but setting a goal for what I want. No, I've given that up and I've given that job to the universe totally. It's just one less thing I have to do. I don't like overpacking. I like traveling light and allowing the universe to be in charge, allowing the universe to drive, allowing the universe to take the steering wheel over and sitting back and trusting and knowing that the plan is a greater plan that I could ever think about or ever come up with or ever create. I mean, who's the better creator, me or the universe? Thank you. Exactly. That's why I'm giving it up. Okay, I'm going to go to my first caller, area code 402. 402, you are live on the air. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your first name? Hi.
Hi, Rebecca. This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Thanks for
welcome.
Taking my call.
Hi, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Well, I was quite interested in what you were saying about, you know, nothing happens without the universe allowing it. Been trying to figure out why the things are happening to me that they are. I was hoping you might be able to shed some light on if how to make things better from, you know, I can't seem to get any help.
Okay. Well, you know what, Sharon, listen, you are voicing an issue that I hear weekly, I hear daily. I get this all the time. So what, number one, thank you for at least verbalizing it and putting it out there. So everybody that listens to this call is going to get something from your call. Just know that you are not only being honest and open, you're going to be assisting a lot of people, tons of people with the answer and with the quote solution. Okay. That's number one. Okay. So thank you. Now, when you said things are happening and things don't seem to be getting better, one of the things that I share on this show and teach is that labeling anything good or labeling anything bad, labeling anything is one of the challenges that I had to learn myself. So it's really not an experience that's good and or bad. It's an experience. This life is about an experience without having any judgments. And all judgments are just labels with a judgment. So when you said better and you said wanting something different, I'm here to say that, and this is not going to be easy to hear, okay? Are you with me with this, Sharon?
Mm-hmm.
Is give me, and this is a challenge for you, share with me and the audience, what's good about where you are right now? What can you appreciate about where you are right now?
Oh, yeah. Today, I am with somebody in a safe home with, a roof over my head and safety and food.
Okay, you know what? That's huge, right? Am I right? Isn't that huge?
Yes. Yes, but I don't have that tomorrow. And that's the scary thing. And what's happening to me is so bizarre because I can't use the regular tools that are out there that I would normally use, you know, to try to solve the problem, because there's some really bad people trying to stop me from succeeding. And I can't get any help because they're very good at what they do, and they've stopped it. I can't get the authorities or the normal things I would teach people or I would do to try to solve a problem, whether it be financially or anything else. You know, if you're robbed, you call the police. Well, you can't. In my situation, I can't call the police. So I'm
Okay, so
really.
let me stop you just for a second here. You said you, because earlier I asked you to give me things that are what's positive about where you are, what's good, and what can you look at where you are and appreciate it. And you said food, you said shelter, you said safety, and then in less than a minute you went back to looking at all of the things that, quote, are not, in other words, what's wrong. So it's really about choosing, and I'm not diminishing your situation at all. That's not what I want to do. I just have a few minutes and a few, you know, just minutes with you on this call. But I want to say that it's still about a choice of choosing what to look at and what to focus on. Because after the, okay, I'm safe, I have food, I have shelter, then the immediate focus on, okay, everything that's wrong, bad people, they're, you know, you can't call the police. And you were actually going on and on and on until I stopped you about, and the only reason why I stopped you is because your focus shifted. Your focus shifted again. And if you trust the universe, if you trust and you surrender to the plan, that's really all you have to do. The thought about other people and what they're doing and what they can do, and other people trying to keep you at a certain spot and sabotage you, evil, whatever you want to call them, is the illusion. And I'm not saying that there aren't bad people in the world, but the illusion that you're helpless. The universe is really honestly trying its hardest to ask you to push you into a state of shifting your choice of thought and focus and mindset. That's really your job.
Well, I guess I don't understand, you know, the in the big picture I do, but then
Okay,
I don't
hold
on the
on. Okay. So
practical.
there you go. You said it. In the big picture you do. So you have to wherever you understand it, that's where you have to stay and that's where you have to live. See, there's no duality. There's no going from light to darkness to light to darkness. You either are going to live in the light of understanding and knowing and trusting, or you're going to go back and shift back and forth to this other place. That's all on you. And I'm trying to say it with as much empathy, sympathy that not sympathy, but empathy to understand your position. I totally get it. I've been in situations where it seemed like, are you kidding me, universe? This is torture. What are you doing? I don't want this. This isn't my plan. I've been serving you. What are you doing? Why am I taking this left turn? Why am I here now? So I understand it might not be the same, but what I do know and what is my foundation is staying, is living in the place where I know within every cell of my body that this is a plan, and there's got to be something that I need to learn or get from where I am. and not only learn and get different lessons and different tools to flow even more, but to know that even the lowest times, if you will, the most challenging times, are the times where I grow the most. It's really difficult for me to grow and expand when I'm skipping down the yellow brick road and everything is going wonderfully. And I, you know, right. My hair is perfect. I meet a lot of great people. I'm connecting. I'm smiling all day. Yeah, that's nice. But where I really start blossoming, if you will, and being able to share the things that I've learned is when I'm challenged. It's when I've had the surgeries. It's when my mother disinherited me. It's when my health isn't what, quote unquote, I want it to be. It's when I'm challenged financially and I have to get a, yet another job. All of that. So one of my students told me, and I couldn't even believe it, in the class a couple of days ago, and we're talking about setting goals, and we're talking about challenging and growing and having it. Listen, you want a label? Growth hurts. Growth feels, at least for me, growth feels uncomfortable. Growth makes me stretch. Growth is like putting me on a rack and torturing me. But guess what? Give it to me every time, universe. And one of my students even said it. Give me growth. Give me being uncomfortable every single time. Just give it to me. I trust.
Well, I definitely understand what you're saying. And I agree, you know, you grow your struggles, you know, you try to learn from it. But I guess I'm in a position where I don't know where to go because I can't work. I can't get the disability. I can't do any of those things.
Well, you don't need to. If you're not working, you know, it's the universe doesn't want you working at this time. If you're on disability at this time, it's because it's the plan of the universe.
I'm not. I need to be on disability, but they won't let me be on disability, so I have nothing. And I truly am disabled. I physically cannot work. So
I believe you. I believe you.
I don't know where to go.
Okay. And this is going to be, how about this? And I want you to sit with me right now and close your eyes. And let's take a few deep breaths together. Deeper, longer. Universe, Sharon is in a place where she's feeling very, very, very uncomfortable and very unsettled. And not at ease. She's worried, concerned about her future, the future. She feels trying to come up with another word, stuck, trapped. Doesn't see a way out. I'm asking you, because all the time when you ask the universe a question, all the time when you ask the universe, there's always an answer. I'm asking you to assist her with relaxing, with breathing, assist her with trusting and surrendering that whatever this is right now in this moment, there is a great plan. There is a greater plan. It is a plan. Whether it looks, feels like it or not, there is a reason. help her, assist her to relax and breathe through all of the challenging moments that are going to happen in this life. Thank you, universe. Thank you for bringing her. Thank you for help. Thank you for her making this call, because without Sharon in the call, without her sharing her circumstances, and this feeling of, see, one of the things I really had to get to was thinking that I had to make a, I had to come up with a solution. I had to, it was my job to come up with solutions to my problems. Let me, you know, I've said this 100 times on the show, maybe 1,000,000 times on the show, but let me tell you, I don't know if I ever shared details. So in 2000 and let's see, 7, a year before my father died, my mother disinherited me. Totally disinherited. Believe me, I was shocked. I was dismayed. I was hurt. My father was still alive, but he wasn't mentally, he wasn't able to, he signed the papers, but he didn't know what he was signing. Okay. And that's what I had to deal with. Now, was it fair? Was it right? It was a perfect plan. I didn't think it was a perfect plan. In fact, it was the worst plan I ever, ever, almost ever experienced in my life to be totally cut out. And for the reasons, listen, my mother had perfectly legitimate reasons in her mind. In her mind, they were perfect. And my hand is up. I was trying to control. I was trying to, I was in her business trying to monitor what she was doing, thinking that she, trying to be my father since he wasn't able to be the person that he was in the household, trying to take on his role, which was quite frankly, none of my business again. Well, what happened was, disinherited totally, my mother didn't speak to me. You know, I called, didn't speak to me, probably on the phone for almost a year. When my father died in 2008, I went to the service. My mother wasn't even speaking to me. She called me and told me that he died. I had visited him maybe three months prior to his death. And she did call me and let me know that. But at the service, she wasn't speaking to me. Now, it's very, that's a very odd situation. It's a very odd place to be. I didn't see my mother. I wasn't allowed in my mother's house for 5 years. Each day, each month, each year, you know I had to want something different. And let me tell you, I tried. I tried all different ways to talk to her. I tried writing letters. I tried different angles. I tried apologizing 100 times. I would, you know, I'm not going to get in your business anymore. You're right. I was wrong. All of it. For 5 years. And finally, I have to say it came before 5 years. I'm not that thick. I'm thick, but I'm not 5 years thick. 4.5 years. And finally, guess what? I had to give up caring about being disinherited. Because honestly, truthfully, guess what? My mother didn't disinherit me. The universe disinherited me. That was the job of the universe. I didn't do it. She didn't do it. They wanted me to experience that. Now, I experienced it. I learned so much about me. I learned the dynamic, the real dynamic of the relationship with my mother. From that, I was able to really be myself without this carrot dangling in front of me. Oh, if I do this or I say this, I'm going to be disinherited, so I better not. No, the carrot is gone. The carrot was gone. I was able to be free. I was able to be me. I was able to say, do, and stay out of her business. The relationship I have with my mother is closer than I had ever had And guess what? I was still disinherited. Now, maybe about a year, maybe 2 years after that happened, 2008, 5 years. After that, maybe about 2 years, last year, with not one message, with not one action, with not one suggestion of what my mother could do, she lets me know. She says, she calls me Becky. Becky, I'm speaking to the attorney, and I've made some changes to the trust again. I'm included. I didn't, now, I'm included, meaning that she's changed her mind. She amended the trust. I don't even know what's in it. And honestly, I don't care. It doesn't matter whether I get a dollar or whether I get $10. It doesn't matter. It can't matter anymore. I cannot put importance on anything other than me trusting, surrendering, allowing without resistance. That's what I put the importance on now in my life. That's it. Things were changed. Paperwork was amended without me doing anything. Oh, listen, first few years, I kicked and screamed. I contacted attorneys. How could she do this? My father's mentally unstable. She can't change it without his. My father would never have done that. She can't, all of that. Don't think I didn't try to fight it. And then finally, it dawned on me. The light bulb literally went on. Oh, she didn't do it. The universe wanted me to experience this. The universe wants us all to experience everything we are experiencing. It is up to us. Now, if for whatever reason I'm looking at my life and I'm looking and focusing on and thinking that something different should be happening, should, which I don't even use. I think something else is supposed to be happening, and it's not. The answer to all of it, to my dear caller earlier, Sharon, this is the answer. It's very simple, but very challenging to implement. And that is to shift your perspective. Shift how you're looking at the situation. If you're looking at it like something's wrong here, you have to make the shift to looking at it, what's right here. Now, you don't have to. You could still be in it. You could still complain. You can still feel like something's wrong. You could still feel I shouldn't be involved here, or this isn't supposed to be happening to me. You can still do that, but there's never going to be any peace. You want peace. You want contentment. You want to feel happy. You want to feel peaceful. The perspective has to shift. Your perspective has to change. Your focus has to be to look for, wow, what are my lessons? How am I going to grow from this? How am I going to be a different person than I was yesterday? With excitement, the same kind of excitement you look forward to Christmas. I know it sounds crazy, people, but that's the only way, and it's the only solution. And it puts the responsibility right to that person in the mirror, with no exception. The other thing is patience. I've had to learn that whatever I, even growth, it's all unfolding in a very timely fashion. Nothing is happening, excuse me, nothing is happening like this cough. Hold on a second. Hold on, let me get water. Getting water. Drinking water. Hold on, one more sip. Okay. Where the heck was I? Oh, the perspective. Oh, empowering. You want to be empowered? Do you want to feel strong? Empowered strength, consciousness, knowing that you are responsible for how you're feeling in every single moment. You can be, you can choose. You can choose to look out and say something's wrong, or you could choose to look at this world and your circumstances and say, okay, this isn't what I would have designed, but I understand it's not my design, but okay, I'm going to flow with it. And thank you, universe. Thank you, and I trust you. Anytime I push against, anytime I resist what is actually happening in the real world, what is really happening, I keep myself stuck in this place of there's something wrong. Let me give you a really quick and easy example, and then I'm going to wrap the show up because I have a lot of people in the queue. And if you want to speak with me live, you can just press 1. And there's a lot of people, but not a lot of people want to come on the air live. And I understand. It's okay. Of course. So if you want to speak with me live, just press 1 and we can talk one-on-one. Let me share what's going on with me. I've been an exercise instructor for almost, geez, it seems crazy, almost 34 years, 35 years, 30, I lose track. Let's just say 34 years. It's been over 30 years, okay? And when I used to teach, when I started teaching, of course, I'm hardcore. I taught boot camp classes. And when I mean boot camp, I mean it was crazy. I was a nut. Still a nut. They used to call me Sarge. What are you, a drill sergeant? We would do these exercises, 500 reps on one leg each time, run around the block. It was brutal. I did it for 25 years boot camp. Until the universe hit me with this. You ready? Well, guess what? Your boot camp days are over. And guess how I knew my boot camp days were over? Well, when my knee started giving out, when my right knee started giving out, I'll never, ever forget it. I went to my orthopedic doctor, and I had the MRI and a scan and the x-rays, and they discovered a small hole, which my bone is exposed. They said it was the size of a dime. Oh, I forgot. Went in to have arthroscopic surgery on the right knee. So what did the doctor discover? A small hole with bone exposure on my right knee. That comes from years and years and years of brutally teaching boot camp classes. I would not have changed one thing. The side note, wouldn't have changed one thing. So now when I go back to the doctor and after therapy, and he says to me, well, Rebecca, you can't do anything that requires impact. No impact for you. No running, no jumping, no bouncing on that knee. Year later, the other knee. Last year, the hip, arthroscopic on the hip. This is the issue. Oh, and right now, because for all of those years, guess what, audience? I was wearing the incorrect type of shoe. And I have really, really flat feet. I was wearing the best shoes, trust me. They were the top of the line shoes. but they weren't the best shoes for my foot. So now, this happened maybe about 3 months ago, my right foot, I woke up one morning and I could not put any weight on my right foot. None. What did I do? Did I hit my foot? Did I stub it? I could not walk on my right foot all of a sudden. Well, that means, of course, taking off more work, taking off exercising classes, because now that I can't teach boot camp, I'm teaching the bike classes, the cycling classes, the spinning classes. That's no impact. Now I can't walk on the right foot. So I go back to my orthopedic and he says, Rebecca, you need orthotics and you need orthotics bad. My two flat feet, the right foot was so rolled over. In other words, my ankle, it's so bad that my ankle was almost touching the floor. And I'm wondering why I can't walk, okay? Point is this, orthotics. Now I got custom-made Birkenstocks. I'm sporting custom-made Birkenstocks. Will I ever be able to walk in heels again? Who knows? I tried it a couple of weeks ago. Oh my God, I couldn't walk for 3 days after the heels. So I think the heels are gone for good. My point is this, even health, body, muscle, ligaments, getting older, you name it, fill in the blank, financial, sickness, fill in the blank. Come on, we all had tons. This is it. I have to focus on, there is a lesson here. There is a reason why I've gone through. There is a reason why I'm having this challenge. And I've accepted it. Am I ever going to be able to walk without corrective shoes on my right foot? Oh, by the way, I have to wear, in the beginning when I first got my orthotics, I had to wear shoes in the house. I had to get one of those little booties that you put on, you know, when you're painting or you're working inside the house and you go and you put those cloth little booties around your shoes. So I've had to wear shoes in the house for months just because of trying to correct this this flat foot, my right foot. Is this going to be a lifelong issue? I don't know, and quite frankly, I don't care. I used to focus on it a lot. Oh, my arch is feeling better. Oh, I can feel it. It's not as bad as it felt the other day. Oh, yeah, it's working. The orthotics are working. I had to let it. I was focusing too much on the foot. Now it's just part of my day. Orthotics or no orthotics. Birkenstocks, no Birkenstocks. That's my reality right now. And now that I'm thinking about it, I'm overwhelmed because I'm content and I am at peace with my reality. I've lived enough to know that there's always going to be something that I might not have signed, the human me, might not have wanted to sign off on, might not want to experience. But if I'm experiencing it, if it's happening, it's supposed to be happening. It is the plan, the divine plan of the universe. It is the plan of the divine. Who am I to argue, and who am I to be dissatisfied with the plan of the universe, the plan of the divine? And let me go even one step further. I had this conversation with the universe. It's kind of why I'm very emotional about this. I believe I said it on the air. I just don't remember when, because that's one thing the universe took away from me is my memory. Thank you, universe, because at one time in my life, I asked, how do I live in the present? Well, how do you live in the present? If you don't have memory, you're right there in the present. Trust me. So I remember asking the universe a couple months back. I said, you know what? What's going on? And the universe basically told me, we've given you the greatest gift we can give anyone. The greatest, the most precious, the most priceless gift, you have it. And you're telling us, and you're explaining, and you're whining that you want more or you want something else too. We've given you the lottery ticket. We've given you the lottery ticket in this human form, while you're in this human form. You have it. You have it right now. And you're saying you want more and you want something else. And I said, what's that? What's the lottery ticket? What have you given me? What is it? I wanted to know. If I had a lottery ticket, you better believe I wanted to know what it was, because I was ready. Okay, I got the greatest gift. What is it? And this is what I was told by the divine, by the universe, by that energy that has a great sense of humor that's crippled me for life. Oops, sorry, I didn't mean to say that out loud. That was actually funny. The greatest gift that I have received from the universe, and we all have it, it's just, do we exercise it? Do we use it? And that gift is the gift of consciousness. The gift being aware that I can choose where I want to live, with in the light, with the universe, or in a place of confusion, in a place of thinking that I have all the responsibility, that I have to make something happen, that this franticness and why and questioning and thinking that something's going wrong and thinking that the plan is all messed up. Now, I do have the greatest gift of consciousness and knowing that it's all unfolding, it is all happening, and whether I have a radio show on terrestrial radio, the show that broadcasts all over the world, or whether I have my television show on a national public, on a network show, a cable show, wherever it is that broadcasts all over the world, or not, I have the ability to choose a perspective, to look at my situation, to look at every moment that I am going to experience, how many moments, I don't know, that I'm going to know that it's all perfect. See, what I achieve, what happens, really doesn't matter. What matters is my relationship, my one and one relationship with the universe. My connection, my alignment, that is what matters. That is the most important. All of this other stuff, the foot, the living in a, the living being, the health, the finances, the where I'm living, all of this other stuff. Do you know that I work downtown LA? I meet so many homeless people, and do you know that there are people that are homeless that are actually happy? There really are. Not everyone, but there are people that are on the street, and their energy is just as good and just as open and smiling and just warm. just looking at life. Oh, this is it. The other day, I was walking to the bus stop, and I had my leftovers. Okay, I had leftovers, and I got off the tangent in just a second. I'm going to go back. Leftovers, and there was Panda Express. Now, Panda Express to me, you know, come on, it's a treat, it's a fat, it's one of my, don't tell anybody, but I like Panda Express, certain things I like. And this homeless guy who was walking with me to the building, we were just walking and chatting, and he saw the bag, he says, "Oh, Panda Express, that's really good food." Again, it's all perspective. We choose our perspectives, consciously choose our perspectives. So it's up to you, it's up to me to choose what we want to believe, to choose what we want to focus on, and to choose and to know that it's all a perfect plan. Of course, I gave him my Panda Express, and I also gave him $20. You go buy more Panda Express if that's what you want. But it's all about perspective, which is your choice. That is the greatest gift. Anytime you're feeling a little under the weather, a little down, I don't like this universe, then change your perspective. And you instantly will change, not only shift your energy, you'll shift your personal vibration. Oof. Well, that's all that we have today. Oh, hold on a second. Oh, I have someone that wants to speak with me. Area code 708, you are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name? Hi.
Hi, Rebecca. My name is Barb.
Hi, Barb. Welcome to the show. We have less than 2 minutes to be on live, but I'm going to answer your question, but I want to let my audience know, especially my new audience, you know, Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m., and tomorrow I'm going to be back with a guest, with Dr. Roger Nelson, who is responsible for, who created the Global Consciousness Project, Global Consciousness Project, one of those. But anyway, what's your question, Barb? Welcome to the show.
It really wasn't a question. I also had plantar fasciitis, is what you were talking about. Up at a point in time that I was unsure of my footing of where I was at in my life. And I was resistant to what was going on around me that did not feel good and healthy. Consequently, after that situation has gone away for a couple of years without any of this surgery and everything else, I do recommend these Crocs. The shoe, it's called Croc. I recommend it highly. And wear them all the time. I wear them at home, and normally I never like to wear shoes at home. Wear them all the time, and it is fabulous. But the other piece of it is, it's not the shoe, it's not the foot, it's what's getting connected with your body and what's going on, because your emotion, your psyche, feeds the rest of your body. So you cannot disconnect and say, "Oh, I just have a foot problem." You have more than a foot problem. You have an internal dialogue problem that you really need to look at, which I feel now, in hindsight, was more telling. Yeah, there was a foot problem, but there was other things that were going on that I didn't like, that I didn't connect the dots. So maybe we all need to look at and try to connect the dots, and that'll resolve our foot issues. That's all I want.
Ooh, Barb, what a great call, and what a great a suggestion, and I love it. I love it. And one of the things I want to say, because I don't even know if we've been disconnected or not, but or is this still recording or not, but one of the things I want to say is I totally, totally get what you're saying. The quote symptoms, bad foot, knee, whatever it is always something. One of the things that I've done is given it all to the universe. Universe, assist me with all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I've really given up. Well, I gotta connect my inner with my outer, and my this has to. And then I'm online. I honestly really know that I'm letting it all go, and allowing the universe to work through me and to be my juice, my circuit, my internal everything.
Your
and
energy.
That's it.
Yeah, your energy.
Yes.
The essence of your energy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tall order.
It
can be.
I love it. Wouldn't have it any other way.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't have it any other way. And I really appreciate what you've added to the conversation and to the show. Up. And let me go to another caller. Barb, stay on the line. Thank you for listening. And again, tomorrow, Roger Nelson's going to be really good. Let me go to one more caller. Thank you, Barb, so much. One more caller, even though it's out, we're out of time. Welcome to Reality Spirituality, area code 917. What's your first name?
Hi, good morning, beautiful. My name is Tina. How are you?
Hi, Tina. Good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you. I'm calling from New Jersey. And I wanted to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Sean.
Ah, a relationship question. Well, can I ask you to give a call in either tomorrow morning and or next Saturday? Only because we've come to the end of the show, and I'm looking at this board here, and it might pop us right out, and I don't want to give you an answer.
It gives us 15 minutes. It'll cut off by 11:15.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. What a great caller. Hold on a second. Okay, I'll put you back on. I got off again. I pushed the wrong button. Okay,
Tina?
Say your name? Tina. Yes, Tina. Go. So go ahead. Your question.
Yeah, I would like to know what do you see going forward for myself and my boyfriend, my amazing boyfriend, Sean?
Okay, well, have you ever listened to the show before?
No.
Perfect. Because one of the things that I let my listeners know is that I don't do predictions about boyfriends or about money or about jobs. But what I do is ask questions for you. What are you feeling? What do you want from your relationship?
Well, he already wanted us to move in together. He was moving really fast. He wanted us to move in together. He just got divorced recently, and he even talked about us having a child. So I slowed him down. So I think that hurt his feelings a little bit.
You know what? This is a perfect question. Let me say something to all of my people in relationships, new relationships, old relationships, but especially this new relationship. And this is the thing, and I'm only saying it because, my dear Tina, I'm a girl too, so I get it. I totally get it. And if there was, this is just me, so let me just share with this with me. If there is a person in my life that I meet, that I just meet, because the answer to all of your problems and all of your challenges and all of your issues are found in the mirror, right there in the mirror. And there was somebody that I met, and they wanted me to move in, and they just got divorced, and he just wanted me to have a child, and they wanted all of this because I've listened to you, and it's all about him. I would not even be around this person.
Wow.
That's right. Because nobody that is stable, no one that, in my opinion, this is my opinion, not yours, not the other person's on the phone, nobody moves that fast that's stable. I'm not going to. You never know a person until they're challenged. you don't know a person when everything's in the beginning and you're la-di-da and you're you know, singing kumbaya and you're looking into each other's eyes at the restaurant and it's all new and it's wild and all that. That's fine. Right? Am I right?
Yeah, I'm laughing at kumbaya, but go ahead.
the kumbaya. I just heard that word last weekend, and I like it. I'm going to start using it a lot more. So the thing is, my dear Tina, you know this is too fast. You know this is uncomfortable for you. But the hard decision is, listen, I am going to make a choice that is going to be emotionally, my balance, emotionally equal, emotionally fulfilling. And somebody that's moving too fast, and then you said you had to slow him down, and then you said you hurt his feelings, which means he was pouting.
Well, we grew up together. We went to elementary school together, and he was like, I went away to college, so he was talking to my mom. He's been liking me for a long time. I've been off in the sunset. I'm a Sagittarius.
All right. Well, listen. My advice to you is this. You don't make any moves because somebody else wants you to. You don't feel that pressure. And number two, follow your intuition. Don't be so, quote, and I'm saying it with all the love, because listen, you said Jersey, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so I know you could take it. Jersey people are all honest. Jersey people can hear the truth and hear it.
So, yes, we can.
Yeah. So it's really about you making the decision. I mean, you had to slow him down because you felt uncomfortable. Now he's pouting, huh? And you can't hurt anybody's feelings. That's an excuse. People can say anything to me. You can call me any kind of names. You could say, trust me. But you can't hurt my feelings, because my feelings are in under my control, not anybody else's. Now, there's a lot of manipulation going on. This, okay, you're not doing what I want to do, so now I'm going to pout. Mm. That's manipulation. That's not hurting feelings. It's a totally different thing.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So my thing... you feel it. I don't care if he knew you in the past life. Right? Who cares?
Yeah.
And he's liked you all this time. That's another. Who cares? This is really about you and what you want.
Yes. Okay.
Okay? And
yes,
don't let anybody pressure you or push you or make you make decisions, because then you're going to be another caller that I get on the radio show a lot. I'm married to this guy, and he is this way, and he does this, and he does that. And I said, well, listen, you're an elephant, and you married a fish. So, of course, you're not. It's not going to be a match that works.
Wow.
You can't change anybody else. Who you're getting right now, this guy, he wants it this way, he wants this, very pushy. You had to slow him down.
Yes.
I wish somebody would try to speed me up.
What are you wishing? You are hilarious.
Yeah, I am, aren't I?
Yeah. I wish somebody would.
Yeah, I wish somebody would try to speed. Don't think that it hasn't happened. I get a lot of, you know, Facebook, instant direct messages. Oh, Rebecca, I know this isn't a dating site, but boy, you sure are gorgeous, and I would like to. And guess what? Disconnected right off the bat. I don't even give them a second chance.
That's funny. Yeah.
But it's true, because I know that I want somebody that's going to be just like me, which is going to be sit here and have a conversation. Now, you know what? I'm going to give you a homework assignment, and then I'm going to let you go. And I want you to call back again. I'm going to give you a homework assignment. And a lot of people don't ask these questions because they don't want to know. But I want to give you a homework assignment just because I'm feeling this other guy. I'm feeling him. Oh, he's a good one. He's a good one. He's a real firecracker. You ready?
Yeah.
This is it. I want you to ask him, only if you feel it, I want you to ask him if, no, I want you to ask him, so he got a divorce, and how long was he married?
6 years.
I want you to ask him all of the complaints that his wife had about him.
He wouldn't tell me when I was asking him. He just was brushing past it.
Okay. See, there you go. There you go, Tina.
He was smooth. Like, anyway, like, I'm just focusing on you. I'm like, what happened? He's smooth.
No. So there you go. So this is all on you. He would be done. If he refused to answer that question, that tells me so much. It tells me, number one, he can't be honest. Number two, he can't say that somebody else looks at him and quote, finds faults. Listen. You could. I'll give you my mother's number. She'll tell you all my faults. Right?
He is honest.
No, he's not.
He's just manipulative. I think he's calculated and manipulative.
You know what? You're right. He's manipulative. He's calculating, and he's dishonest. Anybody that's manipulative is dishonest, honey.
Why are you bad? When is your birthday?
Listen, I'm telling you the truth.
What was he trying to do? The
question is, how come you are, this is the real question. Let's stop talking about him. How come you are interested in a man who's manipulative? How come you're interested in that?
No, only because he was just nice and quiet and smooth,
no,
and I'm like, how
no, 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 no. I want, that's your homework assignment. He won't even answer those questions. No.
He won't answer the question.
Yeah. Well, he'd be done.
Yeah, okay. So he was just trying to apply. What is he trying to do? Just have me in a house with a child? I don't.
No, listen. No. Let's get off of him. This is all about you now.
Okay.
Why are you entertaining somebody like this? Now, don't answer, but I want you to call me back. And I want to know the answer. Why are you entertaining somebody that is manipulative and dishonest? Because it is on you. Forget him. This is you.
Oh, he's a nice guy. You know I love him.
You know I love you. What?
He's a nice guy. I told him off. He didn't even get upset. He didn't even get smart back. He just was calm. He let me say all these terrible things to him, and he was cool.
All right, honey. You got my answer. You got my answers.
Okay. So how do we reach you outside of this, Farida? Because you are hilarious.
just Google me, honey. Just Google Rebecca Norrington. You'll find me.
Okay, so
I love your call. I really did. I loved it. And as far as this relationship, put your seatbelt on if you want. If you're into drama, go for it, honey.
Drama? You think drama?
Go for it, honey.
Oh, no. He seems cool. Not drama.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Love you. Yeah. Love you. Don't you love, you know what? What a great, listen, I wish all my callers were like her. Listen, she's. I don't know. It was her energy. And hearing the truth, even hearing the truth about it's her decision, why is she interested in somebody that's manipulative, that was a really hard question. And she just flowed right through it. Oof. Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And if you want to email me, there you go, info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. And I want you to remember, until tomorrow, we have the guest Dr. Roger Nelson. Can't wait to talk to him about the Global Consciousness Project. I want you to remember, you're always changing, you're always growing, you're always evolving. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again tomorrow. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you all for listening. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality.
It's a new experience.
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for
reality.
This one.
Reality. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality.